This is going to seem like a parody, but I want you to bear with me. You know, there's a famous philosophical question, the pop philosophical question that people love to ask each other, right? And if a tree falls in a forest and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound? And, you know, it's an absurd question in so many ways, all the assumptions it makes, and it's not really worth answering. But I had a revelation about it the other day. And, you know, of course, when people actually try to answer philosophically, well, it's seen as, is it a semantic question, right? Is it a question of what's a sound? A sound is something humans hear, therefore, by definition, it can't make a sound. But to me, what it suddenly struck me was it is a question of it's an ontology and existential being, right? It's a question of what is the value of private experience. If I am utterly alone and experience anything, everything, right? But let's make it something great for a moment, right? Like a tree falling, right? It's a poignant event. I am at the ocean. I'm alone. There's nobody for miles around. And I experience the unbelievable surge of the cosmos. Did that happen? Do I need to talk about it? Do I need to tell you for that to happen? This is true of all of our private sensations, right? I mean, a lot of our being is constituted by and through and with other people, right? We are essentially social animals, no doubt, right? I mean, that's the Aristotelian animal, right? We are political animals, right? We exist with other people. We make community. Yes, we're pack animals. We're wolves, the way I see it. Absolutely. And I'm constituted culturally, historically, all these, my gender, my name, my shtick, my religion, all these ideas I have, they're all coming from things. Here I am quoting, you know, Deleuze and Nietzsche, and I come from New York, and I have a certain inflection in my voice and a certain way of moving my hands, and I, you know, all those things are environmental, absolutely. Then there's really, really private experience. I've been talking more and more about the reclusive life and the sort of the hermetic urban life, which is very different than, the Ted Kaczynskis, right, who head out into no man's land. But look at him, right? Look at Ted Kaczynski. I don't know why I'm even thinking about Ted Kaczynski. But he felt a need. He felt an urge. He felt a social calling, right? And he couldn't just have his ideas and remove himself. He felt a need to, you know, blow shit up, but also get published, right? And it's more than blowing shit up. It's the publishing that actually interests me there. Here I am. I claim this sort of reclusivity, but here I am speaking into a mic and publishing it. Here I am writing a blog. Here I am. I'm having a book published, right? Like I'm participating in the body politic, in the social body. what if these private moments, these private, not just revelations, because a revelation at some point becomes something that can be articulated, some idea, something that can be wrapped up in some sort of tweet or quote to people. I mean, the quote. The quotes in social media are one of the more egregious symptoms. What are these private experiences, right? If the tree falls in a forest and no one hears it, does it make a sound? If I experience this life alone in me without ever expressing it out, without anyone knowing it, did it happen? And of course, the answer is, yes, of course it's happening, because you are the cosmos, right? That's the revelation. That's the question is a kind of performative question, right? Because it's supposed to trigger in you this moment of, yes, when I feel this, when the tree falls in me, it's still happening. Why? Because I am this piece of the universe, just as the computer is, just as you know, this weird snowball mic I'm speaking into is, just as the rain and the wind and the sky and the car and the pollution and the ants that insist on invading my kitchen and all of these things are the universe. They are happening. They're constitutive. They're not outside. They're not waiting to participate in life. They are always and already and necessarily enmeshed as constitutive of the universe and constituent, right? I mean, they're not solipsistic. They're not, free from the laws of nature, the laws of the universe, the sort of social and societal sort of forces, historical forces that bear down and inflect us. Yes, they inflect all those experiences, but there's an affective moment that we all have. I know I have them, and I have them often. Of it's so private, right? And sometimes these feelings are, you know, riddled with voices and anxieties of the social, right? I'm having all kinds of, you know, I mean, that's really what anxiety is, right? It's all this internal worry about external things, about the social things. Girls are like, she doesn't call me, my parents don't love me, my job, I'm no good. There's all those things, which to me are really just the echoes of the social banging around inside our body. And that's really what anxiety is, right? It's this these echoes, these ricochets, this noise of the social sort of reverberating, bouncing around in this sort of incoherent way inside our bodies. I'm talking about something else. I'm talking about an experience that's sort of an experience that's private, right? I suppose the construction of that experience might be constituted by things of this world, right? I have some revelation, let's say, where I actually feel myself becoming with the cosmos, and it inundates me from my toes to my hair to my stomach and everything in between and all that, and I'm ecstatic. Sure, that sensation, no doubt, is informed by my reading Deleuze, my reading Buddhism, my reading Ken Kesey, my reading Tom Wolfe, my reading Kierkegaard, my understanding of the individual, you know, in this world, sure. But the experience happens within the forest of my body with nobody there to hear it. The experience, the event, is something that is lived through as this thing, and in a sense, I suppose in a sense it will leave it, in that I am, it manifests in what I say, it manifests in my demeanor, it manifests in my words, it becomes a symptom of my being, no doubt. But the experience itself insists, just like that tree in the forest that falls, and there's no one there to hear it. And we have this great anxiety. Did it make a sound? All this happened. This tree, it lived. It died. Did it happen? Can we say this thing happened? And we're afraid. We're afraid to say, we're afraid of the answer. We're afraid of the answer being yes, and we're afraid of the answer being no. We're afraid of the answer being yes, because that means we're never finally alone, right? That we need others, so that all my private experiences need to be externalized, need to be vocalized, need to be verbalized, need to be shared. I need friends, I need family. And this is a very common trope in the popular media, right? That you need your family for those hard times, you need your friends, there's a sense of, again, of social obligation and of social ontological obligation that you don't really happen without your community. You don't really happen unless things are shared. The other side of that is, well, fuck, there's so many of these things are just private. And in fact, the most private moment of all has to be death, right? There's no way to share that with somebody. But all experience then becomes a kind of death, in the sense that it's this absolutely private affect, this private, I'm not even sure if it's affect, private experience. I don't think there's another word for it, right? So I come back to this, to the poignancy of this question, and the way I believe that this question actually is an incitement. It's an incitement to embrace oneself as something that is in fact happening in this world. Doesn't matter if eyes are seeing it, if a bird is seeing it, your dog is seeing it, whether you ever share it, it happened. It happened. Picture the little flickers of space dust just floating through the space. You know, just way the fuck out there. Just way out there, there's some little dust moving. Would you say that happens whether you see it or not? That thing is just leading its life. It is constitutive of this universe. That is your experience. That is the things that burble, the events that take place within you, of you. Fuck that siren. These are the things that quite literally constitute us. They happen. They are the fluctuations, the swirling about of the cosmos, but as this particular moment that is you, that is your experience.